Another thing that you need to be doing right now is taking time to pray. Don't neglect Bible study. Some Christians neglect Bible study. They spend a lot of time praying, but they're not studying and memorizing the Bible. They're very weak. They need God's Word to make them strong. But you don't want to neglect prayer, of course, either, because prayer is just communicating with God. Both of reading the Bible and prayer are communicating with God. Reading the Bible is like listening to God, and prayer is talking to God, and we need both. Now, some kids feel like they don't know how to pray. They may even think it's too complicated. And I will tell you the truth, as you grow older, you should learn more and more about praying. It's something you grow and grow and grow to become better and better and better at praying. But it's not really complicated. It's really simple. Prayer is kind of like talking to your spiritual daddy. You know, the Bible calls God our Father. He's like our spiritual daddy. And we talk to Him about the things that are going on in our life. You just tell Him what's on your mind. Tell Him what's on your heart. And it's okay to ask Him for things that you feel like you need or your family needs. God likes to hear from you, and He likes for you to talk with Him. And He doesn't want you to use fancy words. He wants you to just talk to Him like you would a dear friend. He is our closest friend, and He loves us more than anybody can love us. And listen carefully now. He will hear your prayer. You can't get away from God. Don't think that God's not listening to what you say. He's listening to everything you say. Whether you're talking to Him or not, He's there. And He hears every word. So when you pray, He hears you. Don't doubt it. He hears you. Now, He may not say, I'm going to give you what you want right now. He may say, you're going to have to wait a while for that one. Or He may say, you don't understand it yet, but what you're asking for is not good for you, and I'm going to have to say no to that request. You see, God knows what's best for us. We don't. He did tell us to make all our requests known to Him. He wants us to tell Him what's on our heart. But He didn't say that He'd give us everything unless we're praying in His will, unless we're praying what He wants us to have. And sometimes we don't understand that clearly, and so He has to say no to us sometimes. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy when God says no to me if I'm asking for something that's really bad for me or for somebody else. I don't understand everything I need. I don't understand everything everybody else needs, but God does. So I can just very confidently come to God. And by the way, the Bible says, come very confidently, come boldly to God. Let your request be made known, and God will give you the best blessings He has. But He wants you to talk with Him. He's your Father. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. So talk to God very often. Now, just because He's our friend, and just because He's close, and just because He wants to hear from us, doesn't mean we don't need to be respectful. Also, God is very holy, of course. So we want to speak to Him with great respect and reverence, and give Him the kind of respect that He deserves as God. Some people get a little too familiar with God and forget how holy and righteous and mighty and great He really is. Speaking of that, I would encourage you to make the first part of your prayer time a time of what we call praise. Praise is just really speaking the truth about God. That's all it is. Some people think praise is supposed to be loud. Well, sometimes praise is loud. But praise doesn't have to be loud. Praise is just saying back to God the truth about who God is, how great He is, what He's done. I like to praise God and kind of mention three special things when I praise God. I like to praise God because He is so powerful and so mighty that He could create the whole universe just by speaking the words and making it come into existence. And of course, He could raise Jesus from the dead. God can do anything. He has total, perfect power. So I praise Him for that. And then secondly, because of His wisdom. God knows exactly everything that we need. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows how everything's going to come out. He knows everything about us. He has perfect knowledge. He knows what's best for us. So I talk to him and praise him for that and thank him for his wisdom and for his perfect understanding and insight into every situation. I praise him for his power. I praise him for his wisdom. And I praise him for his love. He's got perfect love for us. He cares about us more than anybody cares about us. He knows what's best for us. And he wants only what's best for us. And so I praise him for being loving and gracious and kind and merciful and for being so patient with me. All of these are characteristics of his love. And when I think about how powerful he is and how wise he is and how loving he is, I think, I can't go wrong with God as a father. God's going to take care of me. He's got the power to do what I need. He's got the wisdom to know what I need. And he loves me enough to want to do what I need. And if you think about God like that, it'll give you a lot of confidence as you praise God. God wants you to praise him. He commands it many, many times in the Scripture, especially in the book of Psalms, but it's really all the way through the Scripture. And by the way, one of the most exciting ways to praise the Lord and one of the most fun ways of praising the Lord is through singing. I hope you're singing when you get a chance to sing. But especially, I hope you're singing songs about Jesus, singing songs to God, singing songs that sing about how great God is. There are lots of good songs like that out there, and you could probably find some CDs or cassettes in Christian music stores that you would really enjoy listening to, and not just listening to, but learning how to sing those same songs so you can sing them to God. God loves it when we sing to him, and I hope you're learning how to sing to him. While we're talking about singing to the Lord and singing praise, singing songs about Jesus, let me teach you a little chorus. I think you'll like this song. It's mainly telling us how powerful praise is, because praise can change our lives. Praise can change our outlook. Praise can make us feel good when we're feeling bad. It's amazing what praising can do, and that's the name of this song. When we start praising the Lord, it's really amazing what will happen in our lives. So learn this song and sing it with me. Play this over and sing it until you can get it in your head, and just sing it anytime all through the day, and you'll be surprised how it'll lift your spirits and remind you how powerful God really is in your life. It's amazing what praising can do. Alleluia, alleluia. It's amazing what praising can do. Alleluia. I don't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my life with a song. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great little song? Why don't we sing it again? This time, try to sing it with me. And maybe you could rewind this and listen to that again and again until you get that song well learned and get it in your heart. And then just sing it through the day. You'd be amazed what God will do in your life. Let's sing it again. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. I don't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my life with a song. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Well, let me just assure you that praise will make your prayers much more powerful. And praise is fun. God created us so that we would get great joy out of praising him. It's one of the most important things a Christian can learn to do. So I want to encourage you, every time you pray, start by spending some time praising the Lord. Whether you're singing it to him or whether you're just speaking the words, spend time praising the Lord. Do you know what the word hallelujah means? It means praise the Lord. And it's one of the most important words in the Bible. Learn how to praise the Lord. Another thing you can do that's very strong and very important when you pray is ask God if there's any sin that you need to confess. Now, God will show you very clearly, very specifically, if there is. He'll remind you. You'll have that little guilt twinge in your heart that you lost your temper, or that you had a bad attitude toward your parents or toward your teacher, or that you said something you shouldn't have said that was unkind about somebody. Those kind of things are sin. Well, God knows there's sin, and He knows you've done it, and He wants us to confess it, to admit it to Him, to tell Him, yes, God, that was sin. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Would you please forgive me? And you know what He does? Well, of course, He forgives you. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, that is, if we tell Him, if we acknowledge it to God, you remember what it says? He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. So God wants to do that for you. He just asks you to confess it, to admit it. Let me share one other thing while I'm speaking about confessing sin. Some young Christians get confused about temptation and sin. Temptation to sin means there's a desire within you to do something that's wrong. That temptation, when it first comes to you, is not sin in and of itself. It's when you take that thought and start working on it and trying to figure out how to do this thing and thinking about how much you want this thing and maybe begin to, what the Bible calls, covet this thing that's wrong, then it becomes sin. But the first thought that comes to your mind that you ought to consider doing something wrong, that's just temptation. The Bible says Jesus was tempted, but of course He didn't sin. The reason I share that with you is because some young Christians get kind of depressed and discouraged because they get tempted. Well, you're going to be tempted. All of us are tempted. God knows you're going to be tempted. God wants you to get victory over temptation. He wants you to learn to say no to temptation. But when you do stumble and sin and give in to the temptation, He wants you to know that if you will quickly repent and admit that it was wrong, He will forgive you. Now listen, that's not a gimmick. You can't say, okay, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to commit this sin because I know God's going to forgive me. As soon as I commit the sin, He'll forgive me. No. As a Christian, we hate sin. As a Christian, we don't want to sin. We want to please God. So we don't justify it or excuse it. We want to stay away from it. But we're weak. And when we do sin, He will forgive us our sin. He's promised that He will. But please don't make the mistake that some Christians make of falling into sin, and then instead of confessing it, they excuse it. They rationalize, is the word we use. They say, well, it's just the way I am. I'm just that way. And they excuse their sin. It is a very terrible thing for a Christian to do. And the Christians who do that are very, very weak. God wants you to become strong. He wants you to grow. Don't excuse it. We may fall into the same sin over and over and over, but we still hate it, and we don't want to sin. We want to please Jesus, and we must never get to the place of excusing it just because we've done it many times. We hate it. We want to conquer it. We want to quit it. We want to get stronger so that we can say no to temptation. We don't ever want to excuse sin. Be honest with God.